Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to Teaching Series, Nick's Everyday Texts with his American Friends. 大家好，我是 Nick. 欢迎来到 Nick 和美国朋友的短信日常。So in this series, I will teach you guys some authentic phrases and slang by showing and explaining my texts with American people. 我是不是读得快很多，我只想练一下。那通过讲解我本人和美国朋友之间发的短信来达到学习掉英文的效果。短信图片呢在微博，你也可以关注微博 at Nick 美语天天说。还有微信公众号亲笔英语来获取更多免费内容。今天是连载六了，今天又来一个长短信，就是组内有一个叫 CR， 有个人叫 CR， 用了很多借口之后，那被指责了之后就开喷。我们今天从他开喷的一些话学习一些知识，非常有用。虽然喷人不好，但是他毕竟给我们学习了知识的机会。首先我还是先来读一遍，这有点长哈。All right, guys.I want to say this first. What extra workload have I created? Second of all, I will do the reviews on it with the comments and fix the problem that there is. But I just want to clarify that being passive-aggressive on comments is a bit of a dick thing to do. If you have a question or concern, just flat out ask me. Being a class based on business modeling shows the struggles of creating one.And you have to be able to confront without being an asshole behind an ominous profile. Excuse me, I'm sorry, it's just funny. I'm not trying to cause an issue, and I'm not trying to be a pain in ass, but just thought it would be addressed. Alright, 这个有点长，我可以再给大家读一遍，我读慢一点，大家可以模仿一下云语调什么的。Alright, guys, I want to say this first.What extra workload have I created? Second off, I will do the reviews on it with the comments and fix the problem that there is. But I just want to clarify that being passive aggressive on comments is a little bit of a dick thing to do. If you have a question or concern,Just flat out ask me. Being a class based on business modeling shows the struggles of creating one, and you have to be able to confront without being an asshole behind anonymous profiles. I'm not trying to cause an issue, and I'm not trying to be a pain in the ass, but just thought it should be addressed.Alright, 我们来分析一下他这个开喷的喷的一些话。首先 ,number one, 从整体来看这个喷的水平其实是不低的。因为我们要看到这个喷人的 CR, 他是有一个很有逻辑的人。他喷人非常有条理。你看他还分第一点第二点对吧，你看他说 first and second off, 那这个大家要学习非常有条理。Number two, workload, 这是非常非常有用的一个词。表示工作量或者说工作负担。Load, 表示这个负载量。就很多时候你可以结合它具体的领域来说，然后你构成一个复合词，什么意思呢？就比如说 bus load, car load, 就是说表示公车或者汽车的一个荷载量，就是说能装几个人的意思。 Number three, a dick thing, 这个应该好理解， dick 就是这个 penis 的一个 粗俗的一个说法，正所谓这个说什么什么不说什么什么，对吧？文明你我他，所以这个句子你可以翻译为这个什么什么什么事。好，这些说的什么什么都可以在文字中找到。此条不回答任何可能出现的问题。那你要是不懂的话就算了，这个没有所谓，因为特别粗俗。Number four, flat out, 很有用，非常常用。它表示直截了当的。你加上横线，在这两个单词之间加上横线，它可以当形容词用。你去掉的话可以当副词用。当然了，这个很多时候大家懒得加横线，但是还是当作形容词用也是有的。但是这个不是很规范。I'll tell her flat out that I like her, 对吧？ I'll tell her flat out that I like her. 我会直接告诉她我喜欢她。Number five, a pain in the ass, 就是说极其令人讨厌的。我们在生活中也常用这个词组，比如说 he's a pain in the ass, he is a pain in the ass. Number six, address, 这是这个连载一我记得吧，应该是讲过，就是说表示说，表示 say 的一个意思。Alright, so this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.